OTB Sports Radio.
This Sunday on OTB Sports Radio, we're bringing you an exclusive first listen of a special interview with Muhammad Ali's former business manager, Gene Kilroy. The last survivor from Ali's inner circle joined myself, Shane Hannan, for an hour full of great insight and never-before-told stories, such as this from just minutes before the rumble in the jungle when Ali fought George Foreman.
Ali had no fear.
And the time Ali went looking for Joe Frazier.
Ali gets out of the car, the cops said, "Where do you think you're going?" He said, "I'm looking for Joe Frazier. Where's Joe Frazier?"
Hear it first this Bank Holiday Sunday at 7 p.m. exclusively on OTB Sports Radio. Listen on offtheball.com or download the Go Loud app.
The OTB Podcast Network.
OTB AM.
With Aviva, Ireland's largest insurer, celebrating 10 years of iconic sporting moments at the Aviva Stadium.
Chris Bond.
Oh, you're kidding me!
September.
Kyle Lafferty.
Are you joking me?
Is that right?
I know! Is that right?
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome along to the shoutiest segment on Irish radio. It's the scintillating, it's the stupefying, it's the splendido crappy quiz. Every Friday, we put three of Team Off the Ball up against each other in a no-holds-barred quiz of sporting factoids at the end of the week. Allow me to welcome today's contestants. Our first contestant today got screwed over last week by his weak internet connection when trying to deliver a rapid-fire question, and his streak of faux outrage came back with a bang. "God, can you not stream Peppa Pig when I'm working?" he exclaimed to his kids while returning to his family. "Your father has a champ, 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 champ title to defend. Give it up for Adrian, who's your daddy, Barry?"
Mostly a true story.
Heartbreak, so it was.
Manchester City. I watched it back so I could endorse my outrage, and indeed I was rightfully full outraged.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. He's not the champ, because he got beaten in the middle of that streak.
Well, I've won three in a row, so.
And also,
three in a row.
Nathan's three in a row is one of the most bogus threes in a row of all time. We have not had this same constellation of people involved ever since France-Portugal gate, or Portugal-France gate, when Nathan clearly should have lost.
Or just
France.
I didn't get an apology from you all.
No, it's Portugal.
I didn't get any apology. I didn't get the record fixed.
Listen, just answer your own questions and you won't have to worry about it.
The record stands. He said the only full country he said was France. He didn't say the full Portugal. He said Portugal.
That's fine. You're allowed to give two answers. We've established that last week. You're allowed to give two answers.
An answer and a half.
As long as it's the half first.
Our next contestant has made big changes to his lifestyle in the last couple of days as we start to see the first shoots of summer. You might have got the garden ready or painted the house, but this man has got proper summer ready by downing every last ounce of red wine remaining in his house, because it's white wine season, baby. The family will have to feed themselves via takeaway now, because the fridge is going to be stocked with Sauvignon Blanc. The big danger now is that he might have too much blood in his wine stream. Give it up for Nathan Nate Dog Murphy.
Jesus, I'm getting a terrible reputation here.
Truth hurts.
When is the next box coming?
I've only ever got one box, which was two months ago at this stage.
It was a big box, though. it was a consignment.
We're in lockdown in a global pandemic. The box could never be big enough.
Fair.
Our final contestant today is celebrating his first COVID birthday this weekend, and he cannot wait to have a glass of wine, walk up to a mirror and say chin chin to his reflection. It's going to be off the chain. His mates may even drive past his house and honk to say happy birthday. Give it up for the birthday boy, Ger Gilroy.
Oh, what?
It's chin chin because that's the number of chins that I've gained since I started baking banana bread. Is that it?
The big 4-3.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday.
Oof.
I mean, it is this weekend, Jeff.
Wow. Yeah, pretty good. Happy birthday.
Technically, I'm still 42 and will be for another, when this goes out, 24 hours or so. And I'm clinging on to that for dear life.
God, wow. It's a shame to lose the summer of being 43 years old. It's heartbreaking, isn't it?
You've only got another 27 more years before you have to start cocooning. Maybe you should start already.
I mean, I'm sure your birthday's your imminent big birthday that you're hurtling towards is one of the reasons why you're like exercising twice a day and reevaluating all the life. Maybe it's the drinking you're doing. I'm not sure, but you know. There does come a point when you start to realize that, like, a lot of time is gone. These moments are not coming back. The end is nigh. Abandon hope while ye who enter here.
That's the positivity to end your 42nd year with.
Absolutely. Just a reminder today, no devices as ever. There has been suspicions of cheating. So please just use the screen that you're looking into the phone and nothing else. Round one is the boring questions round. Never multiple choice. And shout out to Matthew McConnell on Twitter, who has been my hero.
I'm closing this then. I had that open. Sorry.
Please do, like, yeah.
I was checking emails. And then, you know what? I'm going to give you my full attention.
Okay. Thank you. Shout out to Matthew McConnell on Twitter, who has been my hero of lockdown. He has sent in the following questions for the boring questions round, as well as one of the questions in round two. I will be standing outside my house delivering a round of applause for Matthew at 8 p.m. tonight, and I hope you can all join me. Question one for you, Adrian. The 2008 Champions League final was contested by Manchester United and Chelsea and ended in a 1-1 draw. Who scored the two goals?
2008. Samuel
Eto'o. No, it's not Eto'o.
Are you endorsing her?
No, not Eto'o.
Her laugh was like the scorn.
No, that's not even funny. I don't know why I laughed. Sorry. No, it was Cristiano Ronaldo and Frank Lampard.
Lampard. What's that job equalized now?
Yeah. Nathan. 2008 saw Padraig Harrington win the USPGA Championship. Two players finished tied for second in the final round behind him. Can you name both of them?
Specialist topic.
Mm-hmm. We knew 2008 was coming up.
I know, but I always know it's coming up and then completely forget to do any.
I didn't know. I got invited 25 minutes ago to this thing. You're all aware. I was a late replacement for somebody, obviously.
Oh, Jesus.
Come on, gonna need an answer. Give me two golfers.
Ian Poulter?
No.
Tiger?
Sergio?
No. Sergio Garcia and Ben Curtis.
Oh, I never got Ben Curtis. That's too hard.
Sergio was pretty obvious, Nathan.
Mm.
Sergio was. I mean, that's what it was, wasn't it?
Himself
is that not where the beef starts?
No, it was previous year. Carnoustie is where the beef starts.
Okay.
Who finished second to Patrick? Generally answer Sergio, you'd be all right.
Question one for you, Jer. The 2008 Wimbledon final is regarded as one of the greatest tennis matches ever. What was the score in the final set?
15-13?
No. It was 9-7.
Close.
9-7?
Yeah. That was the boring questions round. 0 points for everyone. Round two is the Beijing 2008 round. We'll all remember 2008 as that class show with the lights and the drums in China, but there was actually some sport that occurred after that part. Let's see how much you remember from those Olympic Games. Question two for you, Adrian. All of Ireland's medals at the 08 Games came in the boxing ring. Can you give me all the medalists? There's three of them.
Kenny.
Why tell him how many there are? Why tell him?
Did he where they came from?
Kenny Egan, Darren Sutherland, and was it him or was it somebody else? Paddy Barnes.
Correct.
Easy bloody question.
Listen, you got a specialist topic last round. What'd you get?
Big fat zero is right. Question two for you, Nathan. This was Beijing's first Olympic Games, with the city also becoming the first ever location to be awarded the hosting rights to both the summer and Winter Games. If 2008 is the year of the Beijing Summer Games, what year is the year of the Beijing Winter Games?
Is the Wi-Fi gone down, is it?
Bit of a delay here.
2010?
No. Anyone?
07?
No, it hasn't happened yet. It's 2022.
I
was going to say I wasn't going to say 2022, but I didn't.
Where are you?
Yeah, Beijing and next up to host the Winter Games. Michael Phelps obviously took home the most individual gold medals at the Beijing Games with a total haul of 8. But can you tell me which cyclist took home 3 gold medals, leaving him joint second in the individual medal table?
It's either Bradley Wiggins or Chris Hoy. No tell from you, Owen. No double blink when I was getting that right. I'm gonna go Chris Hoy.
Correct.
Boom. Again. Come on. So bloody simple.
What was your question? I can't even remember.
Yeah, exactly. It was so tough.
Beijing Winter Olympics. It wasn't if we got a special topic in the first round, got zero.
Don't worry, though. It's football up next for football man Nathan Murphy. The 2008, Euro 2008 round. Ireland weren't at Euro 2008, which means sports journalists like yourselves had to stay at home that summer, drink way less, and actually watch some football. Let's test your knowledge on this tournament. Question three for Adrian. Who finished Euro 2008 as top scorer?
Oh, Jesus. I don't remember anything with this tournament.
No.
Oof. 2008 top scorer. Closer.
No. Anyone?
David Villa?
David Villa, yeah. Correct.
Yeah.
Question three for you, Nathan.
I'd have got that one.
Nathan, can you name the stadium in which the final of this tournament was played?
I'm going to say no.
What's the country there, Nathan?
Portugal. Where was your 2008?
Come on. Come on.
We're dealing with a large spread of countries here. This is...
So it's not Estadio de Luz.
What? Come on. Time up.
No, give me. I don't know the name of the stadium, even of the country I am. Think Stadio Olimpico.
No, it's not. You've commentated in the stadium, Nathan.
Ajax Arena?
No, the Ernst Happel Stadium in Vienna.
Yeah.
Where?
So it was
James McLean.
Austria.
Austria and Switzerland.
All right.
Jesus, I have no memory of this.
I was in San Sebastian for 2 weeks at the last 2 weeks of the tournament and remember nothing apart from the food that I stuffed down my face.
And were they not watching the Euro 2008 final in San Sebastian or any of Spain's games?
There was it's Basque country, so there was a mixed reception to Spain's progression to the final.
I can imagine. Ger, your question. Can you name any team that made their European Championships debut in the 2008 renewal?
Jesus, that's hard.
Gonna need to press you for an answer here. Country in Europe?
Serbia?
No.
Ukraine?
Slovakia?
No, it was actually right in front of you. Austria as host. And the other one, there was only another one, Poland qualified for their first Euros in 2008 as well. So 0-0-0 from that round. The current score is Adrian 1, Ger 1, Nathan 0. As we enter into round 4, the other stuff that's not sport that happened in 2000.
This is the bit where you have to look up your year, otherwise you're screwed.
Adrian, can you name the artist who delivered these iconic lyrics in 2008? Up in the club, just broke up, I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, but now you want to trip because another brother noticed me.
All up in the club. Da, 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 da.
Now I know it. You were working on Breakfast Radio in 98FM at this stage, right?
Yeah. That's why I know the tune. But who was the songster is really the question here, isn't it?
Songster is the question.
We've really got a how do you do, fellow kids moment.
That's what I was going for. That was the joke on. Thanks for.
Oh, really?
Of course. Really?
Of course.
Not sure about that.
Silly me.
the accidental Partridge bit is accidental. That's why it's funny.
Kanye.
No. Beyonce.
It had to be. It couldn't have been a man. It couldn't have been a man. It had to be a woman. It was the songster. That's the bit I was going for.
It was a songstress. Who would have known?
Yes. That was the joke. Thanks for explaining it and ruining it, lads.
That was a joke. You guessed Kanye. Who's a man?
I know. I didn't know the answer. Move on.
Nathan, who won the Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor at the 08 Academy Awards for his terrifying portrayal as one of the best villains we've ever seen in cinema, Anton Chigurh?
God, I mean, how many more clues could you give the guy?
In No Country for Old Men.
It's true, I did list a lot of clues there.
And his name has gone...
Oh, ah, come on, if you gave him the film.
Oh, I said the film.
Oh yeah, Adrian gave him the film.
No, I said No Country for Old Men.
Oh, sorry, you did.
Oh my God, his name's completely gone out of my head.
That's good, it's a pretty easy one to remember. So
I know.
He's not gonna
I'm
going to
be kicking myself.
You're not.
Which songstress will you be kicking?
What's he doing there? What are you doing there?
I'm looking for inspiration.
On the internet with his left hand.
I also write all the Oscar winners on my ceiling.
No, I mean, anyway.
Come on.
Oh, put me out of my misery.
Have your Bardem. And
I didn't know the film, actually, but I didn't know the name, but go on.
Kosovo declared independence from Serbia in February 2008. What is the capital of Kosovo?
Srebrenica?
No, it's not. Anyone? Pristina. So, 6 consecutive incorrect answers there. And the scores are Adrian 1, Ger 1, Nathan 0.
I have no pen.
Right, well, you're going to need one because round 5 is the...
Can I add up my calculator on my phone?
Go for it. Contestants get 3 points.
What?
On his
Actually,
phone.
No, sorry. The calculator's unfair. You can use your notepad on your phone.
Guys are so there.
Okay. Contestants get 3 points for hitting the number exactly right in this round. If no one manages that, the nearest contestant who doesn't go bust gets 2 points. Nathan's going to get a pen there. The second closest gets 1 point. I'm going to say that we can only accept the answer that's written on your paper, and we're all in paper form now. And I'm also going to have to ask for your pens once the music ends. So if you don't mind, give us the following number based on Germany football trivia. The number of points currently separating Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund at the top of the Bundesliga table.
Yeah,
plus the number of years since Bayern Munich last failed to win the Bundesliga. Plus the number of times a Bundesliga side has won the Champions League this century. Plus the number of goals Thomas Müller scored in the 2010 World Cup. Your 30 seconds expire when Sinatra sings Bright Shiny Beads. Go back through those again. The number of points currently separating Bayern and Borussia Dortmund at the top of the Bundesliga. The number of years since Bayern Munich failed to win the Bundesliga title. Plus the number of times a German team has won the Champions League this century. And then finally, the number of goals scored by Germany's Thomas Müller in the 2010 World Cup. Time is up. Pens down. Jer. Adrian's got for 18, is this?
Yeah.
18. Jer.
15.
10.
10. The answer is 19. So Adrian gets 2 points, Nathan gets 1 point, and Jer gets nothing.
What's the answer?
19. The number of points currently separating Munich and Dortmund is 4. The number of years since Bayern Munich last failed to win the Bundesliga is 8, 2012.
They've won 7 in a row.
The number of times a Bundesliga side has won the Champions League this century, it's twice. Yeah, Bayern Munich both times, 2001 and 2013. And Thomas Müller scored 5 goals in the 2010 World
God
Cup,
damn it.
Bringing the total to 19. Which means, Adrian, you currently sit on 3 points. Nathan, you currently sit on 1 point. And Jerry, you currently sit on 1 point. Our winner tonight will be decided in the round that separates the men from the boys, the Paulie O'Connells from the Paulie Malignaggis. It's an old theme in particular, ridiculously easy rapid-fire round. The score you get in this round will be added to your score in the previous round, and there will be 40 seconds for everyone to answer from the same set of questions. We're going to start with the person with the highest number of points. That's you, Adrian. Then onto the person in second, which is Jer, because I tossed a coin before coming on, and Jer is one of the
toss
this time.
No. What? We now do a live coin toss. Remember?
Oh, yeah, okay.
No.
We do a live
no!
coin
toss.
Yeah, that was pretty fun last time. That was like a highlight last week. Jer, heads or tails?
Heads or tails?
Heads.
Yeah. Tails.
A COVID coin.
Yes.
A COVID coin. Nathan, you get to go second. Sure, great. You're going third. If you get a question correct, just to remind you the rules, I'll keep asking you questions until you get one wrong. And once you get one wrong, you get subtracted a score. And then I'll move on to the next person. So, Adrian Barry, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Your 40 seconds starts now. Name the current Liverpool shirt sponsor.
Standard
Chartered. Name the Hawaiian prop that joined Munster this week, Nathan.
Salamoa.
No, Salanoa. Name the Bayern Munich manager, Jer. No.
Come on!
Hans-Dieter Flick. Adrian, capacity of the Azteca Stadium currently above or below 90,000?
Below.
Correct. What was the Dublin shirt sponsor when they won the All-Ireland in 2011?
Ireland.
No, Vodafone. Name the last person not called Ronaldo or Messi to win the Ballon d'Or, Nathan.
Time's up. Kaka.
No, it was Luka Modric. Luka Modric. Adrian's the winner.
Champion. Champ.
But you only got in about six questions because your man wasted so much bloody time.
Well, Jared wasted most of it.
I'm gonna need to actually. Ramp it up next time.
Sorry. What was the name of the lad who went to Munster? I said?
You said Salamoa.
You said the wrong name. And to be fair, I will say, Owen, in your defence, at last you're actually applying some logic to this thing. And
Salamoa. Salamoa.
Yeah. Before you went to give it to him, I'm in shambles.
Well, you said Salamoa like the country Samoa. It's Salanoa like the ark.
No, it depends on the part of. Depends on your pronunciation.
We're getting a good insight into.
In some parts of the world, an N sounds like an M.
I think we can all agree that there's no dispute about the champion.
Well, that was one of the more quiz.
That was a bad quiz.
It reflects badly on both of you. Champ is back. Can he go champ next week? That would only be a mere footnote in his storied history as a crappy quiz contestant. Thanks for joining us. Sending questions. Add off the ball. Chat to you next week.
OTB AM.
With Aviva, Ireland's largest insurer. Celebrating 10 years of iconic sporting moments at the Aviva Stadium. That was an OTB Podcast Network presentation.